So once again, just come into relationship with your body. Notice your body's contact with whatever you're sitting on. Notice your contact with the ground or the chair or the cushion. Notice your breath moving your body. Feeling the central axis of the body. Feeling your spine, feeling your pelvis, your sacrum. Relaxing your muscles. Letting your skeleton carry the weight of your body. In particular, letting the spine hold up the body. Really opening into the mystery of the body. This mysterious, moving, generative form that renews itself every 7 years. So constantly creating, constantly dying. Really interplay between the flesh and the bones. Hardness and the softness, the fixed and the fluid. Feeling the opposites of the body, feeling the places in the body that are relaxed and the places that are tense. Feeling the left side and the right side, feeling the up and the down. Feeling the body's capacity to differentiate and integrate. Feeling the tension patterns in your body and the unconditioned aspect of body. Sinking deep into the bones. And feeling there the mystery of right at the center of the bones is the softness that creates new cells. So the mystery of the hard and the soft, right at the center of the skeleton. Feeling the circulation in the body, the flow of blood and lymph, really being with fluidity as well as fixity. Being with the mystery of the different organ systems, lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the heart, the digestive system. Listening into the music of the body, the symphony that is the living body, and feeling the stillness at the heart of all this movement. Feeling this middle pillar of the body, feeling the left side and the right side, feeling the sense of center between left and right, between up and down. Then into the field of body, bringing in this intention to connect and to balance, and doing the Kabbalistic cross together, which relies on connecting Ketha, the crown, with Malkut, and with connecting Gevura and Gedula. So connecting the highest with the deepest, connecting the principle of clarity and will with the capacity of compassion and love, and bringing it all to the center point of Tiferet, the place of beauty and balance. When you touch your head and contact Ketha, we say Ate. We bring our hand down to the solar plexus and let the light come down into the ground, we say Malkut. When we touch the right shoulder, we feel there a sphere of brilliant red light, we say Vegebura. When we touch the left shoulder, feeling there a sphere of brilliant blue light, we say Vegedula. At the center, we say Leelam Amen. So feel the intention of the form, the intention to empower and balance. So beginning together, putting your hand on your forehead, or top, slightly on the top of the crown of your head. Ade. solar plexus, Malkut. Malkut. Right shoulder, Vegevura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. Again. Ade. Just coming into the body, feeling the effect of the form and the practice, and just sitting with that intention of connecting, balancing, centering. Notice the energetic field of the body. Notice the effect of having done the Kabbalistic cross. Feel the solidity of your body. Feel its fluid and energetic nature. And again, connect with the central axis. So above your head, sensing or feeling or seeing a sphere of brilliant diamond white light. Keter, the crown. Represents a completely free, unconditioned part of you. Just let yourself sense and feel that sphere of light just touching the crown of your head, overshadowing your body. Feel the quality of that diamond white light as it shines right to your energetic field and as it touches the physical structure of your body. Attention sink down the body to the level of the throat, finding their sphere of luminous lavender grey. Da. knowledge of India. It's a sphere of mystery. Opposites feeding of new life in the world. Vibratory quality of the art, mystery of expression, the mystery of union, the emergence of the mystery of the feel the light descend even further into the body, becoming a miniature sun at the level of the heart. Emerging as different, sphere of beauty and balance. Letting your attention drop down further down into the pelvis, finding you have a shining sphere like the moon, fluid, watery, mysterious, to the crown above your head, to art at the throat, the sun in your heart, the moon in your pelvis, letting the pillar drop down into the earth, feeling there your own earth contact, the sphere of deep green, brown, black, earth. Feel the anchor of earth. Feel the solidity of the earth contact. Feel the anchor of the earth sphere. As you breathe in and out, let your energy go right into the heart of that sphere. Feeling the rich fire of the earth. Feeling the longing of the sphere that is the crown for the sphere of the earth and vice versa. Spirit and matter. Feeling the connection between both. the longing for union. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the longing of the earth for the spirit, feeling the longing of the spirit for the earth. And then as you breathe in, letting the earth fire rise up, drawn by the crown sphere, through the moon, the sun, sphere of mystery, coming up to the sphere of the crown, and then on out-breath, letting the light cascade like a fountain down through the body, collecting itself again in the earth sphere as you breathe in and out. And then on an in-breath, repeat the cycle, bring the energy up. On the out-breath, cascade the energy. Return to the earth contact as you breathe in and out. Then on the next in-breath, repeat the fountain. So I'm just going to sit quietly while we just do this together in our own rhythm. Yeah. And returning to the mischievous aspect of body, letting go of the form of the pillar. Noticing the energetic field around you and within you. Having worked with the principles of balance and connection and the principle of dynamic flow. Once again, experiencing the body as the bridge, as the doorway into the unknown, as the generative vessel. And as you touch the unknown aspect of body, become aware of the intention to hold an image of yourself. So taking the image of yourself as if wearing a green robe, connecting with the green life of the universe. Feel the green robe upon your body as if it steps forward into you or as if you lean back into it. Feeling the green fire, the green energy of the spring. Feel your potency, your ability to inspire, to direct, to create, your ability to grow. Feel the generative energy of the green robe. Feel the fire in you connected to the fire of the earth and the fire of the stars. Feel your relationship to power and potency. Feel the shape of the robe around you. Feel the different aspect of yourself coming forward as you wear the green robe. Feel the fire of spring. And as you stay connected to that quality, it is a different aspect steps forward. And in addition to the green robe, you'll find yourself wearing a blue robe. Feeling the fiery nature of the green complemented by the stillness, the coolness, the capacity to think and discriminate. Feel yourself touching the creative aspect of mind. The capacity to design and to direct. capacity to understand, discriminate, and choose. Feeling within you the quality of power and potency, the power of understanding and wisdom. Feel these two qualities joining together, supporting each other, balancing each other. And then it is as if a third aspect steps forward. An aspect of you wearing a purple robe, feeling the rich red purple, feeling warmth, feeling the capacity to love, the capacity for devotion. Love of all beings, love of the divine, feeling the passion of devotion. Feeling this quality of love and passion joining with potency and power and wisdom and understanding. Feel the three robes coming together in an unique, your unique expression of these principles. Feeling them weaving together as you stand in the body of dream and light. Feeling the quality of that fusion of love and power and wisdom. Feel that radiant quality touching all the cells of your body. Feel that quality touching the world. Feel the solidity of the form. Feel the solidity of this light body, body of dream, formed out of intention and imagination, becoming the living image, the embodied form of will. Feeling the radiance and the presence of that form radiating inside you and outside you. As you inhabit the form, let the form inhabit you. Letting that bridging form be the lens through which the mysterious aspect of body focuses its energies, transmits its energies. Letting the body of light touch the world, letting its potency, its wisdom, its compassion reach out to some aspect of the world. To offer healing and blessing. Then letting the form just dissolve, return into the mysterious aspect of the body. Becoming a series of latent stresses that will emerge when summoned forth again. A bit like a sugar cube dissolving in warm liquid. Letting the form dissolve. Letting the form become part of the mysterious aspect of the body. And then completing the meditation together by just doing the Kabbalistic cross 3 times. Again, noticing the intention to connect the height and the depth, the left and the right, and bring things to the center. Placing a hand at the crown of our head, sit together at Aadeh Enmalkut. Mangut. Right shoulder, Vegebura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. Again. Ate. Leolam,